Now it's Deep Throat's boss's turn. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On ABC's This Week, it was L. Patrick Gray's turn to speak out about Deep Throat. Gray was head of the FBI during the time of the Watergate break-in and says he knows why Mark Felt, who worked as his deputy, decided to become an inside source. Revenge. He says Felt had wanted his job.
I think he was treacherous only to me, a man who trusted him. That's all. That's a deep inner hurt.
Gray thought that Felt should have come to him, should have trusted him to do the right thing, that far from being a Nixon toady, he was independent, was ready to let the chips fall. And he trusted Mark Felt, trusted him so much that he had no idea what Felt had done until the revelation in Vanity Fair.
This was a tremendous surprise to me.
Such was his trust in Felt, in fact, that he refused White House demands to fire him or make him take a lie detector test. As for how history might have been different if Felt had just worked with his boss within the FBI, not much, said L. Patrick Gray. Richard Nixon would still have been caught.
I think that the FBI investigation itself was heading down that track, and they were proceeding at max speed. And I think, yes, he would have been impeached.
Well, there would have been one difference. Instead of Woodward and Bernstein, it would have been Felt and Gray. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.